What's up, y'all? It's your brother from another mother, Pistol Pete Kaufman, coming live from New Orleans. Live from New Orleans. Rocking lifestyle in the house all day, every day. Just wasting 40 seconds of your life right there. Rock bottom. How rock bottom can benefit your life. Let me explain something, man. When you hit rock bottom, there ain't nowhere else to go underneath that shit. Rock bottom is the bottom. It's like when I was a kid and I used to jump in the deep end of the pool, I would swim in the deep end. And I would, you know, I try to hold my breath and go down as far as I could, right? And so I realized, man, if I swam down to the bottom of the pool in the deep end and I got to the bottom, right? The analogy here, you get it, the bottom, rock bottom, of bottom of the deep end, I could push my feet up, push my feet off the bottom of the pool and spring up to the top of the surface in the pool and come up like a great white shark jumping out of the ocean. You've seen those, that footage, right, of great white sharks. You know, fucking seals up coming straight out of the water with all that power. And that's the analogy I'm using here for rock bottom, man. You can use rock bottom as a springboard to push yourself up to get to your goals faster. And this is the thing, man, not everybody is ready to change in life. When you see somebody going through some shit with their health or their relationships or their career or their finances, or they're just making some fucked up choices, or they're just, you know, I try not to be judgmental here, but you know, you can see where they need to fix their shit and they don't do it. You got to remember, man, it's very easy from the outside to judge and look at someone else's life, right? It's very hard to see what's going on when you're in the picture and you don't step out of the frame. So people will generally they'll change when the pain is too great to bear, or they're just sick and tired, or something tragic happens. Like, you know, people change their health sometimes when, you know, there's something scary that happens in their life. Like they get a heart attack, or the doctor tells them, hey man, if you don't quit smoking, you're basically gonna fucking die. You know what I'm saying? Or you're gonna get lung cancer, or, you know, someone has a stroke, or anything like that, or a wife says, hey, listen, or a husband says, listen, you better stop drinking or I'm taking the kids and we're leaving, right? So, you know, all those things that they seem like, you know, who the hell would wait for that shit to happen? I mean, I had a dude tell me one time he wanted to change his health and he's like, yeah, man, I'm ready to do this. And then he came back like a couple of weeks later and wasn't ready to change. He's like, hey man, I'm still young, and you know, I know this is a lame excuse, but I there's nothing wrong with me yet. I feel like, you know, if something happens, then I'll be ready to change. Like, man, you don't want to be in a position where you're waiting for shit to go wrong in order to justify changing. But hitting rock bottom, just being tired of doing the same shit that's not working, is a great place. Because remember, there's only one direction, it's up. It's when I quit drinking alcohol, my rock bottom wasn't like in the gutter or DUIs or like, you know, beating up my wife and you know, losing my career. Like, it wasn't like crazy shit like that. It was like tired of hangovers, tired of wasting money, tired of being blurry, you know, being numb and when I'm out drinking and, you know, stupid shit. But that was my rock bottom. I had had enough. I wouldn't have stopped a year earlier, 2 years. It wasn't ready. I wasn't ready yet. So you got to remember, your rock bottom is like, but you have to be aware of what it is. When the pain is great and you're sick and tired of the same bullshit, that's when you make that decision. So be aware of what your rock bottom is. And the only time you can stay fucked is if you choose to stay at the bottom. You sit on rock bottom or sit at the bottom of the pool. And remember, if you sit at the bottom of the pool, man, in the deep end, your ass is going to drown. So just keep that in mind. I'm using this analogy. Spring up. You are not at the worst place. You're actually at a very good place. Pistol Pete Kaufman, I hope you dig these podcasts. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Happy Monday. Peace.